So my name's Aaron Andrzejczyk. I'm a professor of physiology, and I study breast cancer research in my laboratory.
So Aaron, describe some of that research in more detail for us.
So our laboratory really takes two approaches. First, we examine big data. So we look at what genes are expressed, what genes are on or off. And we don't just look at one or two, we look at essentially all of the genes. So that's a large data set. And we try to make predictions from that. We look essentially at trying to generate a hypothesis that we can test. Once we've generated those hypotheses, we go into preclinical models of breast cancer. So these are genetically engineered organisms that we can make testable predictions in. So we've essentially taken those and either blocked cancer progression, slowed cancer, or in some cases accelerated breast cancer progression.
So that's fascinating. Tell me some more about things you've found.
So we've looked and said, okay, this critical pathway that mediates the progression of cancer, so metastasis. So breast cancer is not deadly in the breast. It's when it moves to other places, the lungs, the liver, the brain, and so on. That's when it becomes deadly. So we looked and said, well, what genes are responsible for this? And when we did that, we said, well, look, here are a collection of 3, 4, 5 genes that we really think are critical to this process. And when we remove those genes and then tested to see if breast cancer was still going to spread, we found that we could actually block the spread to the lungs in those preclinical models.
So what's next?
So what's next? So we are taking sort of we're taking a step back and we're saying, okay, well, what are the other genetic events? So we know that we've initiated cancer by overexpressing one of these driving genes. But there have to be other events because the mice are variable. There are different patterns in the tumor that arise that takes different amounts of time. So we went and we've sequenced the entire genome of those tumors. And the next step now is to comb through those genes that are altered to say, well, which ones are impactful? And we are taking the approach where we've got these preclinical models with impactful genes, but we don't really want to cure cancer in a rodent model. We want to cure human breast cancer. So we're taking these mouse genes and we're looking at a large data set that the National Institute of Health has put together for thousands and thousands of breast cancer patients and said, well, which genes are important in human breast cancer as well as in our preclinical models? And so those are the genes that we're starting to focus in on now.
And Aaron, important research like yours requires funding. Is there something you'd like to say about the funding?
So funding is difficult. When I started 9 years ago at the NIH, funding rates were around the top 20% of grants were being funded. Currently, it's down to about 7%. We've been fortunate to get funding from the National Institute of Health, as well as the Komen Foundation and Michigan places like the Pardee Foundation. So we have a recent project that the Pardee Foundation just funded where we are looking at metastasis to the lymph node, which is found in 30% of human breast cancers.
And Aaron, I'm wondering if you're optimistic about a cure for cancer someday.
So I think if you take a step back and look instead of just at breast cancer, but look at all cancers, there are some cancers that do indeed have a cure. So there are drugs now that are personalized. So we've heard a lot about personalized medicine. So there are specific cases where those drugs really do a good job of essentially curing that cancer. If we zero in on breast cancer, if you are HER2 positive, so this is a subtype of breast cancer that is found in about 25% of women, there are now several generations of drugs that will target that mutation that drives the cancer specifically. And in many cases, it results in a cure. And there are other types, so triple negative breast cancer would be another subtype. So this lacks the estrogen receptor, the progesterone receptor, and HER2, so triple negative, so you're missing many of the key therapies in those. There are now mutations that are being uncovered in that, so we can start to take a personalized approach to medicine, even for those patients, where survival an outcome is much worse. So yes, I am optimistic. It's going to be one of those things where certain treatment might help this 10 to 20% of the cancer population, a different treatment. So we've heard a lot about immunotherapy lately. That might help another 10 or 20%. So it's going to be bit by bit that we cure it.
And Aaron Andercheck, you presented to MSU's Board of Trustees meeting about some of your research on June 22nd. What specifically did you talk about to that group?
Sure. So there, what we did was we started with our breast cancer model, and we did a sequence of the entire tumor genome. So we looked at all of the genes that were mutated across the entire tumor. And we picked out a handful of genes, and one of them was in a gene that regulates a very important driver, but it's not seen in breast cancer. So what we did was we looked across all cancers, and we said, well, look, this gene's really important in lung cancer. So what we've done now is we've looked at lung cancer both in a preclinical model where we see a lot of mutations in this gene, and we then went to the human lung cancer, both in smokers and in non-smokers, and in that case we found that this gene's present in about 6%. At a mutated form, it's present in about 6% of lung cancers. So in the U.S., this represents about 11,000 deaths. What we've predicted and are just starting to test in the lab now is that we can use existing approved therapies for this mutation. Because this mutation regulates another gene, well, there's a therapy for that other gene. So if we're able then to just use that therapy when we have this mutation, theoretically, we should be able to help 11,000 lung cancer patients in the U.S. every year by just identifying these people as needing therapy.
And what message or two do you hope the people who attended the meeting took away about your work?
So there's a couple of things that I hope they took away. So first, there's some serendipity in basic cancer. We were lucky to find a gene, and you've got to do the basic cancer research to find it. So we've got to do the basic research. We'll then transition that to clinical work. And then finally, we need funding for this to keep going forward.
That's Michigan State University professor and cancer researcher Aaron Andercheck. Aaron, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here.
I'm Russ White for MSU Today.